Amen. Jesus will pick you up. He will pick you up and place your feet on solid rock. Amen. We from the Full Gospel of the Temple Church. Why don't you outside open up your windows? Why don't you come on out and listen to the word of God? I want to let you know something good will happen to you. I dare you to believe the word of God, because many times people are hearing the word of God, but they're just not listening with faith. But if you'll miss the word of God with faith, God will do something from you. Amen. Come on out those corners. Come on out that door. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Come on. You know you want to come and hear the word of God. You probably ain't been to church in a long time. This might be your first time you entered into a church. The church came out to you today. Why don't you come on out? Amen. We're going to go to the word of God. We're going to the first scripture, Matthew 12 and 34. Couple of scripture in your hearing. Matthew 12 and 34, what did it say?
O generation of vipers.
The Bible said, O generation of viper. We know a viper is a snake. Powerful, deadly snake. He said, O generation of vipers. Read.
How can ye be evil?
How can you be evil?
Speak good things.
It's been good that we're living in an evil time. People are living evil and try to tell you something good. People are living wicked and crazy and try to tell you something good. People are living wicked and crazy and try to tell you something good. He said, oh, generation of viper, read.
For out of the abundance of the heart.
Out of the abundance of the heart.
The mouth speaketh.
The mouth speaketh. Amen. Psalm 51 and 10.
Psalms 51 and 10.
Read.
Created me a clean
now,
heart.
Now this is a story of David. Now the Bible said we living in a old generation of vipers. People are snakes. People will suck the very salvation out of you if you're not so tough. If you don't have power. He said, we're living in a generation of snakes. The Bible said David saw Bathsheba on the balcony one day, sighed to have Bathsheba for his woman. But what David realized that what he was doing was off the side of his heart. And many times people got different things that they're dealing with and they don't understand it, but they see it manifesting out of their heart. The Bible said David, when God back, see, he committed adultery. He sinned against God. How many people have sinned against God? How many people doing things that God is not pleased with? The Bible said David, he sinned against God. He got Bathsheba and took her for his wife, and then he had her husband killed on the front line. Read.
Created me a clean heart.
This is David talking. He said, created me a clean heart. David knew that his heart was wicked. Read.
Oh God.
Oh God.
And renew.
Renew the right spirit
within me.
Within me. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word of God. I want to simply talk from a simple thought. God want to clean your heart. God want to clean your heart. Many people are living in the dead time. Well, people's heart need to be clean. Matter of fact, the Bible said man's country was evil continually. Their heart was evil. Evil going on. There's a lot of murdering. There's a lot of killing. There's a lot of abduction. It's because people's heart is wicked. It's because people's heart needs to be clean. David said, what thing about David? He realized that he was messed up. He realized that he needed somebody that could surgery and go on the inside and take what's out of him. Because there's a lot of people walking around. need you to clean it. I need you to renew a right spirit in me. Because when you get the power of God in your life, those things that you used to do, you don't want to do no more. But why are you doing those things? Because you need God to give you a clean heart. And God want to give people a clean heart. But people are so disgraced that they don't even want to humble themselves and to come to God. When he said, if you come to God and believe that he's in the water to build that diligence, seek him. I want to know today, God want to give you a clean heart. Now look at David. We talk about David. David took that man right. David did. But if you keep on reading through the word of God, you don't see David doing what he used to do. You don't see David running after women no more. You don't see David doing the things to do. It's because David came with a broken heart and a contrite spirit that he made up in his mind. God, I want you to give me a clean heart. And there's some people on the side of my voice. Oh, you might be behind closed doors, but your heart is dirty. You wonder why you soak that marijuana? Because your heart is dirty. You wonder why you get high? Because your heart is dirty. You need to be like David. Lord, create me a clean heart. We need the right spirit in me. And we're living in a slaughter. Surgery on you to get that out. It takes a doctor that is skillful, that can go between the barber and the bone to get that out your heart. You wonder why you like women? It's because your heart is dirty, and you need God to clean your heart. You wonder why you lie and go to church on Sunday morning and say, I love Jesus. You need your heart clean, and I want to let you know God will clean. You need your heart clean. You sit right now in your house. Baba smoking a blunt with your feet on the table. Look at that football. Get drunk as a skunk. But I come to tell you, no heart clean. You probably in the house with that woman that ain't your wife. Trying to do the wrong right now. High behind the corner. Compelling no drugs. Selling no drugs. You need your heart clean. Got the Bible say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's up for your heart? It's going to show the outside. I'm just trying to let you know God will clean your heart and you'll never be the same again. Look at David. David don't even do what he used to do no more, because he a man that
machine. You put the soap and detergent out the side of the wash machine, and you go about your business. Cause down on the inside of the wash machine, you're not worried about what's going on. But you know when it come out, you're gonna be clean. And that's how God want to do you. Your heart been so low, he want to clean you up. He want to set you free.
So many people heart dirty. That's why this generation so new. People heart dirty. They need to be clean. And going to church the same way. You're supposed to go to church and come out the same way. You need to go to a house where you can find deliverance. You need to go to a house where you can get your heart clean. You need to go to the house where you can get your heart circumcised. God want to clean your heart. You wonder why you
you do some of that stuff. You wonder why you cry at night. You wonder why you're at home crying. Lord, forgive me. I did it again. Lord, I didn't mean to do it. I didn't know to do it. Lord, forgive me. You know why? Because your heart is dirty. You know, God will clean you up. He will make you spotless. He will make you unblemished. He will make you wrinkled. He will make the wrinkles fall. If you come to God, if you believe Him, if you accept His word, you believe what God says, He will clean you up. God wants to clean your heart. Some of the people got dirty hearts. Wonder why you dress half naked. Don't have no clothes. Still ain't found the right one. Your heart is dirty, and on the inside, clean your heart. He will clean you on the inside and on the outside, and you don't have to worry about living a life that you live in. Get the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will change your nature. It will change you all. People won't even remember. They can't believe they are. Because they never seen you like you were. They know you used to be a thug. They know you used to be all over the block. But when they see you now, they can't understand. Because it don't found their mind. Because God's cleaned you up so good. It will clean you so right. That they won't even recognize your old identity. If you come to God and let Him clean you, you come to God and let Him wash you. Quit watching that junk on the TV. That's why your kids' hearts are dirty. Because the devil feed them through your television. But I come to tell you, if you let God clean your heart and wash you on the inside and give you power, you will never be the same again. God want to clean your heart. Your heart is dirty. Take inventory of yourself. What's off of your heart? What's got you rejecting God? What the world, what makes you don't want God? It won't ever. But you don't want nothing to do with God. It's your heart. The Bible said the mean heart is desperately wicked. But God want to clean your heart. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Because God want to clean your heart. He want to sanctify your heart to the truth. God want to clean your heart. You say, I can't help myself. God want to clean your heart. You say, I can't help myself. God, I prayed. Nothing didn't happen. You need to be sincere in your heart that you want to change, that you're tired of the devil being your boss. Because if the devil your boss, he's going to run you everywhere he wants you to go. But I come to tell you, God will clean your heart. You wonder why that stuff in your heart? Because it ain't clean. You wonder why you have a hard time? Because your heart ain't clean. But if you come to Jesus, He can wash you. He can clean your heart. God wants to clean your heart. If you're here today, why don't you come? You need your heart clean. You tired of that cigarette. I feel you. You tired of that addiction. You tired of that Newport short. That long. I try to do the best that I can. I can't stop. See, like I just keep doing it. Let God change you. Come to Jesus. You need to be ready for your life because we're living in the last days. Bible says, in the last days, there's going to be a family from the end of the world. You don't have to be the way you are. God will clean your heart. If you're here today, come. If anyone else today, come. Come to Jesus. I believe somebody else needs to be here. You hear me in your room. You hear me in the house. God want to clean your heart. You want to be crying. Your heart is broken. How do he know this about me? God want to clean your heart. Come. Come down. The line's still up. We don't give it back to the head of Ella Big.
Praise God. Why don't you come to God? Why don't you come? Come to Jesus. While the blood is still running warm in your vein, why don't you come? God can save you. He can change you. He can change that heart. Why don't you come?